Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is February the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers chapters 31 to 33. It is dangerous to play with the fire of compromise. We read in Numbers chapter 31 verses 7 and 8 and verses 14 to 16 like this. And they warred against the Midianites just as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed all the males. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed. Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed with the sword. But Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds who had come from the battle. And Moses said to them, "Have you kept all the women alive? Look, these women caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord." Upon a comparative study of different passages in Numbers, it appears that the people referred here as the Midianites are the same as those called as the Moabites in Numbers chapter 25 verse 1. Ironically, Moses was related to the Midianites through marriage, for Zipporah, his wife, was the daughter of a Midianite priest. He must have found it painful, therefore, to engage Midian in a holy war. But God's own justice must be paramount above all other relationships. God had commanded Moses to destroy the Midianites for corrupting his people through fornication and idolatry at Baal of Peor, following the counsel of Balaam, and this was indeed the last battle that Moses directed before his death. The crime against the Midianites was that they had seduced the Israelites into both idolatry and immorality, primarily following the crafty advice of Balaam. It appears that Balaam did not have a long time to enjoy whatever rewards Balak gave to him because he was killed in the ensuing battle. Balaam did not die the death of the righteous as he had hoped for himself. In fact, since he did not live the life of the righteous, he should never have hoped to die the death of the righteous. He had lost everything in order to gain some wealth. As we read in Mark 8 verse 36, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" Thus, tragically, the man who blessed the Israelites three times ended up bringing a curse upon everyone, including himself. Balaam provides us with an important lesson that playing with the fire of compromise can lead us to getting burnt out eventually. In fact, Balaam played with fire by listening to the tempting offers of Balak, the king of Moab, even though he was specifically forbidden by God from cursing Israel. He devised upon a plan whereby the Israelites would bring a curse upon themselves by sinning against God. To make this happen, Balaam apparently told Balak to use Moabite women to tempt the men of Israel into immorality and idolatry. Balaam was not the only one to get burnt by playing with fire. Israel succumbed into sinful activities, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, resulting in a plague that ultimately resulted in 24,000 Israeli deaths. Likewise, the Moabites or the Midianites suffered militarily at the hands of the Israelites, and all their males were killed according to God's commandments. Let us never forget that our God is a consuming fire, and it is dangerous to play with the fire of compromise, especially when it comes to God's standard of holiness. Like Balaam, we will also get burnt out, for we will definitely reap whatever we sow through our words and actions. Let's ponder over the following questions today as we reflect on the tragic ending of Balaam, who had an unprecedented access to Jehovah God. And that questions we read in Proverbs chapter 6 verses 27 and 28. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared?